Jesse Ryan is a transgender Jacksonville man. That means he was born with the physical parts of a female, yet he identifies as male. As a teen, Ryan sought support and community from Jasmine. But long before his teen years, he felt love and acceptance from his grandmother, Cynthia Eason. Ryan is now 31. His grandma is 80.
I had never heard the term trans, so I didn't know. But I knew that you definitely were of male orientation, because you always, whenever we went shopping, you always went for the boy type clothes, nothing frilly. And I remember I bought you a pair of black high tops, and
that was great.
And I remember I bought you your first boy underwear.
Those were the best. Ninja Turtles. Well, it was awesome the first time they were popular.
Yeah. And then of course we had the scene at the beauty salon when you had real long hair. And
I was with you when you cut it to shoulder length, and we got away with that for a while. And then when I went back with you again, and I came home with short hair, which I later realized was from pictures was a much more feminine cut than I realized, but I couldn't see past the short.
It was short,
and I was in heaven because I didn't have to tuck it up under my hat anymore like I always had.
And I said, "And your mother's gonna kill me."
But she wasn't happy, but I was thrilled.
Same
thing with the black high tops, because I was 5 and she never would get them. And then with the Ninja Turtle underwear when I was 6, I think that's about the time she started coming with us.
Yeah.
When we went shopping. And I think that was probably the last time I ever, with a short haircut, I think I was like 9 or 10. I think that was the last time she let me go to the beauty parlor with you without her too.
You know, I'm really pleased with you as a grown-up man now. And you're responsible, and you know, I love you for that. I've never hidden away with any of my friends.
Yeah.
You know, that...
And that's what makes you awesome.
Oh, well, I don't know about awesome, but I'm... Why should... I love you. And like I said, God made you the way you are. I'm not going to hide and say, oh, gosh, gee, well, you know, that you're something that you're not. You are what you are.